This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 54 minutes, says the Census Bureau, on a bike, in a car, on the subway. That is the average daily round-trip commute before we pretty much stopped going to work. And it's a huge part of the reason that just about every survey taken since the pandemic shows most Americans who've been working from home want to keep on working from home at least part of the time. And lots of big companies are fine with that. Welcome news to a lot of employees, yes. But for some people, being remote comes with a cost. Well, you don't hear that much about it. Marketplace's Matt Levin has the story.
Attention, please. This is the last call for Amtrak Empire Service Train 239 on route to Albany.
At the Moynihan Train Hall across from Penn Station in Manhattan, things look like you'd expect them to these days. Pretty empty. A small stream of mass passengers board the Amtrak Empire line to begin the long trek upstate. Even though it's a weekday after work, suitcases outnumber briefcases. On the train, passengers are mostly isolated in their own rows. The cafe car is shuttered. It's hard to imagine. The Empire Line used to be a rolling party. There were even baby showers here.
We had two commuters that were due to give birth a month apart. One was having a boy, one was having a girl. So, of course, they were the pink teenies and the blue teenies.
That's Maria Santana and her husband, Dairo Chamorro. They've been commuting from the Hudson Valley to Manhattan since 2006, long before genderized martinis were problematic. They're the unofficial mayors of the Empire Regulars, or the train gang, as they sometimes call themselves.
You have Nathaniel, incredibly smart.
Sound engineer.
Sound engineer.
Grammy nominated.
You have Ty. Awesome guy.
Now he works at Bloomberg.
Oh my God, this is going to take a while.
It would probably take the full commute to Albany to list everybody. There are over 100 people in the official Empire Regulars Google group. And before we started working from our dining rooms, every night 15 to 20 of them squeezed into the cafe car around those weirdly undersized Amtrak tables. They shared sake and beer and Penn Station sushi.
At the end of a rough day, it was really nice. It helped get you to the right frame of mind so when you got home, you could deal with everything else.
That Amtrak decompression bubble, it's just gone. And that worries Seth Lowe, an anthropology professor at City University of New York. She says if a huge chunk of the country ends up working remotely, we could lose what sociologists call the third place.
It's a limbo between home and work in which other kinds of relations and attachments were located, and that when it's gone, there is definitely a sense of loss.
Sure, you can always hang out with your neighbors more after you finish your last work Zoom, but your neighbors, they know you don't mow your lawn enough.
The commuter car, you're somewhat anonymous. They don't necessarily know what your house looks like or how big your house is.
Look, most of us aren't going to mourn our lost commute. Angela Cole won't miss getting up at 4:30 a.m. to catch the Empire Line, or her early morning interactions with Dairo, the perpetually cheery mayor of the train gang.
I would hear him coming, and of course he would come up to me and every morning go, "Hey, darling, how you doing?" And I would want to simultaneously hug him and strangle him. I love him like a brother.
Cole is willing to hit the snooze button on her commute and her hefty Amtrak bill for good. The healthcare company where she works is fine with her staying remote. Cole says she doesn't need the train to be part of the train gang. And after 11 years of birthdays and holiday parties and untold gallons of wine, they're family now. They know each other's secrets.
We had a lot of relationships form on the train. We'll just put it that way.
Beyond OKCupid on rails, the party car was also a traveling LinkedIn. It led to new gigs for the sound engineer Nathaniel, a screenplay partner for the filmmaker Raj, recommendations for electricians and pet sitters and orthopedic surgeons. And it's not just the train gang. Sometimes companies can also benefit off their employees' long commutes.
Enjoy your day. We appreciate your patronage and hope to see you again soon on the San Francisco Bay Ferry.
Brian Ye used to take the ferry every day from Oakland across to San Francisco Bay. Some of the engineers he supervised at a biotech firm were on the ferry too.
At the workplace, it's a different environment because you have a lot of people peeking in to see who's in my office, wondering if they're in trouble or not.
Ye's office had glass walls that made it hard for anyone to forget he was the boss. But on the ferry, over a couple beers, everything felt a little more equal, which may be why a younger engineer was comfortable enough to ask for a $400,000 robot.
You know, on this ride, we were able to discuss a lot of things, probably in a more open way that we may not necessarily have done.
Ye approved the robot, and it ended up saving the company loads of time and money. He He's CEO of a different company now. His two-hour slog by car and subway and ferry is over. No one is heading back to the office. The office. Remember that? It's where we used to go to complain about our commutes. In Oakland, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.